My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Since today is National Tub Appreciation Day, let's focus on some tub stuff. A few weeks back, in anticipation of the holiday, I had a one-piece tub shower delivered to the site. It showed up in the back of a pickup with a rack body. There were broken bits of tub in the bed of the truck. The tub was marred and chipped. It's not always this easy to see damage, but it's always a good idea to carefully check materials. The tub never even came off the truck. Yards will always take back damaged goods, and it's much easier to send things back immediately. Less than 4 hours later, another unit showed up. This one was in a box truck with a lift gate. The tub was still wrapped, and the driver had checked it before coming out. That tub was in excellent shape. Number 2. Water lines do not belong in exterior walls. The only exception to this would be your exterior hose bib. And those have a special valve with a long reach rod and washer assembly so that the water turns off inside the heated envelope. Those valves are called frost-free silcox. And the third, if you're installing a one-piece tub shower unit, make sure you can get it in place. That means make sure all doorways are wide enough, you have turning radius through any halls, and once you get it in the bathroom, you can get it in place. In my current project, I knew I could get it in the bathroom. I also knew that the unit had to slide into position past the existing window trim. That trim projects 1 inch into the room. In my case, I oversized the tub framing to allow for the window trim. Once I slid the tub in and moved it back against the wall in behind the window trim, I completed the framing by furring the other wall tight to the tub. I did it this way since my plumber was there roughing in prior to the tub being delivered. It would have been simpler if the timing was reversed, but this time it couldn't be helped. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.